Hey, so last week, at our church meeting, the official members of our church decided to change what we commit to as a church, both vertically with God and horizontally with each other. We agreed to two statements that we invite all people who are a part of West to commit to with us. Statement one, as a faith community, we at West Baptist Community Church, We at West Baptist Community Church are committed to walking in the ways of Jesus, both ways known and yet to be made known. Do you commit to joining us in walking with Jesus? Statement number two, as we walk in the ways of Jesus, we are committed to watching over one another with love. Do you commit to this with us? So these are, awesome words. We decided to refer to ourselves as partners, not members, and I love that. Partnership captures something of God's heartbeat for humanity. Joining in with God's mission of renewing the whole creation, the whole cosmos, of reconciling it all to God. Partnership speaks to us like how the Apostle Peter spoke of being partakers in God's very divine nature. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Walking in the ways of Jesus is partnership together with God in God's very divine self. And I love how the idea of being partners captures God's heartbeat for how this relationship with God is expressed horizontally with one another. That we are committed to watching over one another with love. On Sunday, August the 15th, we're going to have a service to celebrate and initiate ourselves as partners together here at West, committing ourselves to Jesus in response to God's commitment to us. And committing ourselves to watching over one another with love. So we'll be inviting all current members who are regularly a part of West to this. And we're inviting all other regular West people to consider this too. So I'd love to have a coffee with you in the next 3 weeks to talk about it together if you are not a current official member. So book August the 15th in. We'd love to have as many people as present as possible. Oh, 14th, yes, you're right, it's the 14th. Oh, I had in my head the 15th, and then I checked it, but I didn't change my notes, and I just read my notes. 14th, August the 14th. We'd love to have as many people present as possible. We're going to do a potluck finger food lunch, and we'll be bringing in extra food as well as part of that. So we'd love to have everyone as a part of that. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at some of the Bible's wisdom around how to relate to one another. We've been doing this as we flowed out of wrestling a bit with being church, particularly God's covenanting relationship with us and ours with each other, and how this is expressed in the seeking together the mind of Christ. We had some really healthy conversation on Sunday. I'm so glad we all listened well to each other. And despite not all agreeing on every point, whether we go with membership or partnership or covenant partnership, whether we include behavioural expectations or beliefs or statement of beliefs or not, despite not agreeing on everything, we can hear each other with humility recognise that this other way, that is the other people, whatever side, might be better for others, and that it's not the end of the world if it's not perfect. And then we can get on and support that and with nobody against this. That's really, really great. There was a lot of love in the room, so I just really want to acknowledge that and just say great stuff. It wasn't the gushy sort of feeling love, but it was a grounded action sort of love to seek the best for us collectively. So earlier we heard the words of Jesus that Margaret read out for us. Love one another just as I have loved you. If you love one another, everyone will know you are my disciples. So yes, it's us here who are saying we're committed to watching over one another with love. But also, loving one another has so much to say to a divided, polarized, self-focused church at large and wider society at large. If our meeting last week was being broadcast to the world, I don't think we'd be seeing a stuff headline like West Baptist drowns each other over whether to love each other. Rather, a headline might be more like West Baptist's love for one another lights the way. I started listening to music in the 90s, and particularly CCM. Ooh, sorry. Maybe I shouldn't say that because some people might really like that. Contemporary Christian music. One of the bands I was really into was DC Talk. Anyone remember DC Talk? Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm, of Jesus Freak fame. It was in one of their songs that I first heard the idea that love isn't a feeling, or isn't just a feeling. Love is, love is a verb. Verbs are not naming or describing words. Verbs are doing words. Oh, and I wasn't stuttering back then. That was how the song went. Love is a verb. Love is an action word, because actions really do speak louder than words. Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, "Do small things with great love." Celebrities and ordinary people would travel from all over the world to help Mother Teresa in India. She would shake her head sadly and tell them, this is a quote I read somewhere, "Go home, take care of your family, your friends, your neighbours, just the people around you. If everyone did this, the world would change." Love in action can change the world. Love has changed and continues to change my life. And so I want to open this up to us this morning. How have we experienced love from one another at West? So, I know we've got a couple of people teed up, so maybe Marilyn and then Aaron could say, but if anyone else would like to as well, oh, I'll grab the mic, Tim, but just a chance to just give witness to, hey, how has it been for us? How have we experienced love? Thanks, Tim.
Hi. This is quite a challenging question to answer because John and I have had lots and lots of experiences of kindness being dished out to us over the last year or so, as we've been transients between houses. And it's been a really consistent kindness, and I really like that word kindness because it's an action as well. Mm. But one thing that sort of came to my mind this morning when I was rethinking this is that I'm a teacher, or was a teacher. I'm still a teacher, really. But last night I was on the receiving end of being taught to make a coffee in a coffee machine, which is new to me. And one of the things I experienced when I was teaching was to never give the impression that the person that you're teaching is dumb. Because you know so much stuff yourself, and you're trying to get across to somebody how to do something, and it's really important that you never have that edge on your voice that thinks that they are dumb. So last night, in my experience of being taught, I didn't actually experience that he was thinking I was dumb. He was just helping. He was being kind, and if that's God's love, then that's my experience of God's love, kindness. And I'm sorry, you said one or two sentences, and I'm going on here. But Christians don't have the monopoly on kindness. Lots of people are kind. But I think we need to stand out by being consistently kind, never being unkind. And that's a pretty tough ask sometimes. But I think that's what we have to live up to.
Thank you.
For me, when I was thinking about how people at West have shown love to me, it was all the little things. It wasn't anything big or major. It was the little things like some friends travelled down for one day to Waikanae for my 50th birthday and travelled back in the same day. And that just said the world to me. I thought, wow, to think that people would do that for me. When we were on cleaning a few years ago, and I totally forgot, and it was just, and we'd not long learnt that Mum had cancer, and I was in Wellington Hospital getting a phone call, reminded me that I was on cleaning and morning tea that day, and I just couldn't do anything, and just being told not to worry about it. I offered to phone someone, just being told not to worry about it. It's okay, we'll sort it. When Mum did die, getting an email from someone of just encouragement, and with a really... a really important verse that I ended up using in Mum's service. So it's just people taking the time to do the little things in life. And I think what that says about God is that, yeah, God takes time for all of us. And that says a lot to me. So it's just the little things for me. Yeah.
Anyone else got just like a sentence or two?
Yeah, when I first came to church here, the one thing that I liked was that there was a whole lot of ladies here who took me out for lunch to McDonald's and shared about their lives, basically, about what it's like to be a person, you know, a human before a Christian. And it was really cool because I thought it meant the world to me. When my dog got hit and died, those children over there, they were the ones that came and gave me a cuddle. Well, Andrew came and prayed for me because it was really hard. He ended up dying. But, yeah, the children over there, that's kindness. Without them even realising, they just sat beside me. And, yeah, that was awesome. That's, you know, and they come here, and I think that's so cool. It's just lots of things. Every single one of the people here have done lots of things for me, and I think kindness in the Lord, and he shows that in Corinthians 13, 4. It's all there.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
Alfie, a visitor from Channel 9.
Oh, true. Oh, sweet. Oh, Alan, welcome, mate. Oh, okay.
This is all.
Just a sentence or two.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to. Don't rush me. Yeah, good morning, all. Is that right? I'm from the Chatham Islands. I'm just a visitor here, first time to New Plymouth. Sharing God's love, I've met so many people since I've been in such a short time. And everyone's shared so much kindness, and if I had my way, I'd move to New Plymouth.
That's great. That's been your experience. Anyone else? Sentence? I'm sure there is lots of things. Cool. I want to share something from me, in terms of how I've, experienced a bit of love here, and I could probably talk for a long, many, many hours on this, but just a couple of things. When I think of this, I immediately go to a really rough time for me. When Gary dropped what he was doing to visit me in hospital when Naomi couldn't be reached, when I had a pretty bad bang to the head, so they tell me. Lynn, another time, helping me at hospital when, that was great. Just really practical acts of kindness, eh? That without that stuff happening, man, things would just be so much more difficult, eh? When we first came to New Plymouth, we found it really quite difficult to connect with people, even neighbours, even at sports clubs. And when people asked me about that, because sometimes people did, I was always very quick to say the exception to that was the church. That was the complete opposite in the church to everywhere else, which was, really, really awesome for us. Always felt really welcomed and included. Many people taking the regular efforts to talk with my kids at church, I really, really appreciate that. That's been really significant for me. It was probably not easy all the time, but really appreciate it. Even just a couple of weeks ago, we're unwell, COVID, Lynn dropped a meal off, so that was awesome. Those acts of kindness, I really love what you said, Marilyn, about that consistency of kindness. But these experiences of being loved by one another have made it very easy for me to share with others. And I think these experiences gave witness to God's wisdom and goodness in and through the life of the church. Of course, no person, no church is perfect. Yet I love the many ways that we love. Loving actions that bring hope and joy, inclusion, community, and life. So as we go forward from this week and into the weeks ahead, weeks that will entertain the depth of winter, weeks that might very well hold sickness and struggle, weeks that will include committing ourselves to watching over one another with love, weeks that will see us thinking together about whether to support marriage for people in the rainbow community, weeks that are filled with uncertainty and filled with tiredness, let's keep in our mind, let's keep within our heart, let's keep active in our hands Jesus' call to love one another. Let's pray. God of compassion and mercy, you sent us your Son as the Saviour of the world and told us to love one another as you have loved us. Yet we struggle to love each other. We have a hard time loving those who are not like us, who disagree with us or who ask us to face the truths about ourselves. You told us to love one another because love is from God. And we often do not love those we think are dirty, hungry, lost, different, or undesirable. It is written that perfect love casts out fear. And yet sometimes we are afraid. Afraid for our safety, for our wallets, for how others perceive us. Forgive us, God, and show us how to love the way you command us to love. Release us from our judgment and our fears. Open our hearts so that we might receive your perfect love for us, so then we can offer that to the world. Just have a few moments of quiet. We might like to talk with God in your mind about that. And so, the good news is this. Love is from God, and we are loved by God. God sent Christ into the world to atone for our sins, and in him we are forgiven.